A friend of mine lost her cat, and she was very upset that Leo had passed away, almost 20 years old. So she said to have a little bit of comfort to make sure she made the right decisions at the end and everything was okay, she consulted with a pet psychic. Now, Laura Stinchfield is joining us. It wasn't you that she talked to.
I was going to say, was it Laura that told her how to handle this?
No.
Yeah, I was wondering.
But I didn't know there was such a thing as a pet psychic. What exactly do you do and how does it work?
So what I do is I talk to animals so I can hear them, so I can have a conversation with them just like I'm talking with you. What happens is it's telepathy. So conversation is being delivered over time and space through visuals in the mind, feelings in the body, and then just your thoughts and your intentions.
Laura, I have 1,000 questions. Yeah. So let's start from the beginning. When did you realize that you had this gift to talk to the animals?
I have been talking to them like all my life, like ever since I was little. My earliest memory is when I was like an infant and my parents were holding our little Yorkshire Terrier over my crib. And I remember looking up at her and she giving me the feeling of like, you're so small. And then I just always knew, like, as a child, just, like, what animals were thinking and feeling. I also, at the time, saw deceased people, and I thought everyone did.
So, Laura, when you talk about these images that you receive, these messages that you're receiving mm-hmm. from animals here, and it's being, like, an image. So it's not like if I go and I had this gift and I was talking to my dog, he wouldn't be like, hey, man, you really need to move up my snack 15 minutes earlier because it allows me to do this or do that. It'd be more like there would just be an image of like a milk bone.
So for me, what happens is my mind transfers it from the images and the feelings and just their intention really fast in the words.
Forgive me if this is a dumb question, but like, do you see like visions of deceased animals and they're kind of following you around being like, I need you to find my owner.
I like that. Right. I mean, she saw dead people when she was little. Right.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, like in my 20s and early 30s, I definitely stuff like that would happen. But I've put up like really strict boundaries and intentions on what I want in my life now. So, no, that doesn't happen.
So if somebody called you and they, you know, they were upset because they had lost a pet, would you be able just to connect through their energy to the pet?
I could, but I personally like to see a picture of the pet. I like to see the eyes. The eyes are like my phone number for them.
If I have an issue and I'm trying to interpret what it is that my dog is telling me, can I call you and put my dog on the phone?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, we have to do this.
Like that's like intention too, like manifesting something you want, you know? You just think about it and feel it and you connect in.
If you've got the time, we are calling you back sometime in the future. I'm gonna talk to my dog and you're going to call you back.
I like it. You know, I was listening to a little bit of your shows and I totally think like I can tell how much you love your animals. Like, I bet you're doing it all the time with them.
I have witnessed Raven having conversations with his dog where he talks to Baxter or Barkley and then he responds as if he were Baxter or Barkley in his own voice. He'd be like, Baxter, do you want dinner? I don't know, Dad. I'm very hungry right now for a milk bone. And then it's the strangest thing.
You're probably nailing it. And then if you watch Baxter's like facial expressions, you might notice like when he's like, oh, geez, you know, rolling his eyes when he knows you're making it up.
Did you hear that, Anna? I'm a pet psychic. Yeah. I need a cape.
Laura Stinchfield. You can find her online at thepetpsychic.com. Thanks so much, Laura. We appreciate it.